next to me, the only one whose favor I see, the only name that matters to me. Yours will be the friendship and affection I need to feel my father smiling on me, the only name that matters to me. And yours is the name that saved me, mercy and grace, and the power that forgave me. And your love is all I've ever needed. When I wake up in the land of glory, with the saints I will tell my story. There will be one name that I proclaim. When I wake up in the land of glory, with the saints I will tell my story. There will be one name that I proclaim. Yours will be the only name that matters to me, the only one whose favor I seek, the only name that matters to me. And yours is the name that saved me, mercy and grace and the power that forgave me. And your love is all I've ever needed. When I wake up in the land, I will tell my story. There will be one name that I proclaim. When I wake up in the land of glory, with the saints I will tell my story. There will be one name that I proclaim.
Welcome, everybody. You may have a seat. We'll have our announcements.
If you like to give today, our offering box is there. You can put your tithes in. Another way to give is through e-transfers at the church's email address, MorrinvilleAlliance@shaw.ca. Our children's nursery and ARC Sunday School will be dismissed after the singing this morning. Sunday school for ages 4 to grade 5. Nursery, infant to 3 years old. We're looking for more teachers. There's the sign-up sheet at the Welcome Center. Our youth group is meeting this Wednesday at 6:30 at the church. We're beginning to prepare for our children's summer program that runs August 12th to 16th. We'd love it if everyone was involved. We have a table set up in the foyer for paper registration forms. Also, if you want to help, there's a sign-up sheet for adults and youth. We have 20 children signed up so far, and we've really haven't done the advertising yet. We'll have baptisms on Sunday, May 26th, as part of our church service. We encourage you to invite your family and friends to experience this great event. Our next social event will be the church picnic, June 16th. If you want prayer today, in the right backhand corner, there'll be people that pray for you. Today is Mother's Day, and we want to celebrate this great event. When you're going out today, we'll be giving the mothers flowers. That's all our announcements.
All right, let's stand together.
Jesus' blood and righteousness. so good to me. You heal my broken heart. You are my Father in heaven. You are so good to me.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this place, this opportunity, and for each other. We thank you especially, Lord, for your presence inside of us, for your spirit. I thank you, Lord, that you hold true to your promises and you say you are enough for us. You are our sufficiency. You are everything we need. So we just say thank you, Lord, for providing everything we need in you. In Jesus' name I pray. Kids, you're now free for Sunday school, and it is greeting time.
Don't be so rude. Don't be so rude. Yes, you are. I took a moment. I took a pause.
They're like bees. Good morning. Of course, it's Mother's Day today, and when I think of parenting, I think of sacrifice that happens within that, and yet we just love our kids. And in the same way, that's how God feels about us. We're his children, and I'm sure it's cost him a great amount for us, but his love toward us never changes. It's always moving toward us. This morning in our prayer time, we're going to use the book of Jude to guide our prayers. Let's pray. Adoration, Jude writes a prayer of praise in verse 24 and 25. Now glory to God, who's able to keep you from falling away and to bring you with great joy into his glorious presence without a single fault. All glory to him who alone is God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord. All glory, majesty, power, and authority are his before all time and in the present and beyond all time. We want to echo these words of praise this morning in the quiet of our hearts to the God who keeps us close, to the God who's all-powerful and beyond all space and time. Confession, Jude 19, 17 to 19. But you, my dear friends, must remember what the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ said. They told you in the last time that there would be scoffers whose purpose in this life is to satisfy their ungodly desires. These people are the ones who are creating divisions among you. They follow their natural instincts because they do not have God's Spirit in them. Are we being led astray by the ways of the world that look for pleasure by any evil way possible? Let us confess the times this week that we followed the natural instincts of our old selves instead of following our new way in Christ. Thanksgiving, verse 1 and 2. I'm writing to all who have been called by God the Father, who loves you and keeps you safe in the care of Jesus Christ. May God give you more and more mercy, peace, and love. As people loved and kept safe by God, let us be thankful for the many ways that we've experienced His mercy and peace this week. God, thank you for our mothers. We pray for your blessing on their lives. Supplication later on in Jude 2021. You, dear friends, must build each other up in your most holy faith. Pray in the power of the Holy Spirit and await the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will bring you eternal life. In this way, you keep yourself safe in God's love. This morning, in the power of the Holy Spirit, bring your request before God. Are you in need of mercy this week? Is there someone else that needs you to build them up in prayer this morning? Let us bring a request before Him and then wait expectantly for His mercy. We pray for Wilford and Monique, for Tara and James and their family, for the Cron family, Angel's family, for Tammy, Matthew, Victoria, Evelyn and Leona, for Will and Martha's family, Taylor and Rebecca, for Corrine and Isaac and healing, for Lou and Harold and healing, Judith and Danny, Gloria and Jerry, Marcia, Neville, Michelle, for Brad and Terry Lynn and their family. And then some places around the world, San Marino, Saudi Arabia, Serbia, Iran, Ukraine, Sudan, Israel, Gaza, Haiti. For Canada, United States, God, we pray for healing in our land. And then, for all the unspoken requests, we come to you, God, who knows us like no other. We are your sons and daughters. Come and meet us like only you can. As a community of Jesus followers that's growing together in faith, hope, and love, let us pray together as Jesus has taught us, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. We're now going to have this morning's scripture reading.
Represent the sevenfold Spirit of God that is sent to every part of the earth. He stepped forward and took the scroll from the right hand of the one sitting on the throne. And when he took the scroll, the four living beings and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. Each one had a harp, and they held gold bowls filled with incense, which were the prayers of God's people. And they sang a new song with these words: You are worthy to take the scroll and break its seal and open it. For you were slaughtered, and your blood has ransomed people for God from every tribe and language and people and nation. And you have caused them to become a kingdom of priests for our God. And they will reign on earth. Then I looked again, and I heard the voices of thousands and millions of angels around the throne and of the living beings and the elders. And they sang a mighty chorus: Worthy is the Lamb who was slaughtered to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea. They sang blessing and honor and glory and power. the 24 elders fell down and worshiped the Lamb.
Amen.